Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, presented by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Dave Clark reminded me about George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation.
Amen.
And it says some really stunning things.
So did Lincoln.
Check
and
this
so
one.
Did
this
many
was
other
a,
presidents.
Yes, but this was the first one.
That's true.
1789. And he said, it is the duty of every nation to acknowledge the providence, the provision of Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
To obey his will. To be grateful for his blessings. And to humbly implore his protection and favor. And he said, whereas both houses of Congress, by their joint agreement, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States to set aside a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. Lord, restore our foundations. Lord, restore our foundations. To be observed with grateful hearts and many signal favors of Almighty God in affording us an opportunity to peacefully establish a form of government for safety and happiness.
Amen.
This is amazing. And he said, so I recommend Thursday, and he named the day, the fourth Thursday of November, to be devoted to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, all the good that is, and all the good that will be.
Amen.
1789. And guess, he goes on with essentially how we should be responding to God for all of his blessings. And guess what city it was signed in? New York City. So we've got New York City, the president, both houses of Congress. Let's see, what else? Public and private service and citizens, all of the people of the U.S., all acknowledging, first of all, the Lord God Almighty. And he even ends it by saying, the purpose of this nation, faithfully executed, is for the promotion and knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue. Lord, restore.
Amen.
Restore our foundations.
Amen. And we look back at the founders, the pilgrims who first came on the Mayflower. And there was a movie sometime this weekend called The Plymouth Adventure. And I didn't know that Spencer Tracy was very much involved in the founding.
He's a lot older than we thought.
That is true. That he was one of the actors. He was the captain of the ship of the Plymouth founders. But give you an idea, it was a movie, it was Hollywood, but it talks about the storms and the hardships they endured and the numbers of people who died. But they were looking for freedom, that were unique, the freedom to worship the Lord, that no one could dominate them and tell them, this is how you're going to interpret God, that we want to be free to worship the living God and honor the Bible. And so but there were unique people who founded, and the roots, as you look at the roots, you will know what the fruits are. And the roots were the founders, these founders who had faith. And they looked, a lot of them loved the Hebrew language, and they studied the Hebrew language as one of their requirements. And that's where they learned, by the way, the founders, the Plymouth people, settlers, and the early settlers found that they tried a kind of socialism. Everybody worked hard, and then they share everything. And it did not even at that time, it failed horribly.
They found that not everybody worked hard if they were guaranteed to get stuff.
Exactly. And one of my favorite stories that I didn't know as much, but I did this last few months, I don't know why, but I got to read a lot about different sources of Squanto, the Native American who came and helped them. He had a unique history, which we won't go into, but he had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a great believer, and he was a great friend to the founders there, the pilgrims, and showed them how to raise corn, how to do different harvests and go to the land and go fish, how to fish, where to fish, all of those things was quite a bit was owed to Squanto.
First Americans.
That is true. That's true. And we learn, for me, one of the great Thanksgiving Psalms is Psalm 118. That's the one I was reading from. And it's around the season of the restoration when Ezra came and built the temple, wow, and Nehemiah helped build the walls around that season. But what you find in Psalm 118 is a lot of things have happened. We could look, and the pilgrims were amazing in the attitude. A lot of people had died, even during the journey, and they found the storms had driven them far from the place where they had originally hoped to be there. And they focused on the good. They focused, and they were given 5 kernels of corn, and they never forgot how the Lord took care of them. And in all of these, whatever happens to us, the attitude we need to learn from, and is an example for us, is saying in all of this, I'm going to see the good. So that's an adjustment for all of us, is that we will focus on the good. And there was a little video that some people put out for the season, and it's you get tickled by it, but the father, the husband, wakes up and he's wrapped in a Christmas package. He rips the package and he comes out and he says, "Whoa, I'm alive."
Thank you.
Thank
it's
you.
It's a gift.
And then his wife walks in and she's wrapped in a package. And he says, "Wow, you are here. I am so thankful." And then the children come, and they're all wrapped in packages, and he opens the package, and, "Wow, I'm so thankful for you." And then he looks at the electricity, and it's wrapped in a package, and he tears the package and is able to turn the electricity on and the light on. Then he sees the shower, and it's wrapped up, and he rips the package, and he says, "We got a shower." And then his wife gives him a coffee, and it's wrapped in a package, and he punches a hole, and it's, "I got coffee, wow." Then they go outside, and he sees the car, and it's wrapped in a package. And he says, "Wow, I got a car." And then he kind of enumerates how all the things that we take for granted, that God wants us to be thankful for each of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen?
That's good. Amen. So maybe we should try this little exercise the next few days of pausing on the little things that we normally take advantage of, take for granted every day, that are the things that enable us to go about our lives or bring little joys. And I mean, listen, I thank the Lord for coffee every morning. I mean, it's one of my favorite things. It's one of my favorite times of the day. So to stop and be thankful.
For tea.
You know, you say tomato, I say tomato.
A lot of my upbringing from the British culture.
A little bit Indian, a little bit country.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, truly, every day, coffee and tea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
But what I want to point out is that when the psalmist wrote Psalm 118 and many other psalms that echo the same sentiment, is that there are many qualities that the Lord has, that the Lord never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That you can count on the Lord, that the Lord is eternal and eternally is your friend, that he's ever faithful, that he is truly the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he is great. There's no one greater than him, that he is holy, that he is awesomely immense, and that he is infinite, he is invisible, he is indivisible, he is a just God, he is a pure God, he is an omnipotent God, he is an omniscient God, and he is perfect in every way. He persists in his love. He's righteous. He's God. God is sovereign. But above all, the psalmist here focuses us on two qualities. God is good. Say, God is good.
God is good.
His mercy endures forever.
His mercy endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So,
just on Friday during the watch, I started looking again at all of the names that are ascribed to the Lord throughout Scripture. And do you know that there are 954 different ways the attributes of God are described? He's abundant.
He is.
He's a cornucopia overflowing of love and redemption and life and hope and future.
Yeah, Psalm 73, in the thing, the psalm after psalm says, truly God is good to Israel, Psalm 73. Psalm 100, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. Psalm 153, praise the Lord for he is good, sing praises unto his name. Psalm 145, verse 9, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Lamentations 3, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Nahum 1, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble.
Amen.
Mark 10, 18, there is no one good but one, and that is God.
Wow. Yes, amen.
He is good, and amen. We give thanks to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, I give thanks to the Lord.
I give thanks to the Lord.
So we are focusing on that, and in a moment, we'll take communion.
The greatest Thanksgiving meal, the greatest Thanksgiving feast ever. That we have every single day.
Amen. You know, I was talking about one of the things, of course, is I am so blessed and humbled that the Lord is present and his presence is available to us. And here in this fellowship, we have seen so many acts of mercy of the Lord, and especially yeah. supernatural things yeah. that have happened. And I'm humbled, you know, how God has been merciful here. For this church has blessed thousands of people. We did a program over the years. We don't want to take granted that we did a watch program, a television, that has been broadcast over many nations, the God Channel. We So to over all the Middle East, when we would go, and even now, when we go to the Middle East, in Israel, in the Palestinian side, mm-hmm. and on there, they recognize us because they watch the program. So we have been able to proclaim the message of the gospel to millions of people from here.
Several places in Africa, more recently, the last couple of years, into Cuba.
Yes. We are, and we have, I mean, acts of mercy and blessing. We have seeded into a major center called the Millennium Center now. That is the vision for Israel. We were instrumental in helping you birth it, and then help them over the years. And it's become now one of the great, among the premier restoration. A charitable organization where it helps victims of terrorism. Mm-hmm. It looks after orphans. And I mean, over and over, it's just, it is just an amazing thing that we were able to help. And, you know, a couple of years ago, we raised enough funds for them to buy a special ambulance for helping people in Jerusalem. And last year, it was the number one ambulance for birthing babies.
Glory, hallelujah. In addition to all of those things, being engaged as a resource for medical and for caring for orphans in China, North Korea, and right here at home, we continue our outreach here in our city. Yesterday, Thomasboro was Thanksgiving Day, beautiful time. And by the way, we fulfilled the quota for coats for all of the children for the school in Thomasboro. So thank you for your generosity and for your thankful hearts. And one of our ongoing acts, expressions of thankfulness and generosity as a community, today you can be a part of signing a Thanksgiving card that will be going to one of our local police stations, police divisions, with a thank you. Our heart is to bless the badge. And so stop by the table. Eileen probably will be back there. And just take a couple of minutes to say thank you to our law enforcement officers and their families.
And that we have been one of the pioneering churches that have helped in this and bring revival in this relationship between the community and the police.
Amen.
Force.
Thank you, Lord.
So that is, and it's an important aspect. Yes. Of what the Lord has allowed.
You know that there in Psalm 118, it says, it is better to trust in the Lord than in princes. So once again, or princesses.
Yeah. No.
But once again, we know what our foundation is. Our foundation is the encounter and reality of the gospel and the certainty of our redemption, our transformation, and our eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the journey between now and our forever, forever, the Holy Spirit is with us.
Amen. And so we give credit for all the good things. Amen. When young David was facing Goliath, we could interview after the incident, and he says, as he has defeated Goliath, God is good.
God is good.
And I thank the Lord.
Amen.
The woman with the issue of blood.
Amen.
As she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she got healed completely. God is good.
The man with the withered hand in the synagogue.
Yeah.
The woman caught in adultery who was saved
Praise
from
God,
death.
She was thanking the Lord for his mercy endures forever.
Peter, who denied the Lord three times, but the next time he saw him was completely and fully reinstated.
Yeah, and even now, I mean, we are seeing the great things God has blessed America, so we have been a blessing to many nations over the years. As you look at places that have been devastated, whether it was Haiti or whether it was some of the southern Pacific nations that have been devastated by tornadoes and hurricanes, that it was the United States of America that was first there to help give them food, shelter, help them
Amen.
With
Thank
medical
you,
care.
Lord.
So all of these things, we want to say, Lord, thank you
Lord.
That for your many blessings and that allowing us to be a blessing to others.
Yes.
A lot of hundreds of Native Americans had heat this last couple of years. Was it 3 years? I'll lose count. But because of this church. So in many ways, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That you bless us.
Thank you.
You take care of us. And that you use us to bless others.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at JavdaMinistries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-3000. 6264. God bless you.